You're with Paul Macon on Fab FM. It is Friday, wonderful Friday as we lead into the weekend. But at this time, every Friday, we talk to our tech guy, Fab FM's tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He's on the line now. G'day, Richard.
G'day, Paul.
Mate, the buzzwords. Buzzwords are around everywhere, aren't they?
Look, they are. And the buzzword for the last half of 2018 is going to be digital health in the tech community.
Digital health.
Digital health. So we're going to say, what is digital health? So at the moment, let me explain. Apple are about to tell us how much time we're spending on our devices and apps. So Sam, sounds like a good idea. So they're going to go along, put in an app to see exactly how much time you're going to spend on it. Google are about to tell us how much time we're spending on our Android devices as well with a new app. Facebook are about to tell us how much time we're spending on our devices. There's a bit of a pattern here, Paul, isn't there? Instagram are about to tell us how much time we're spending on our devices. And this week, YouTube announced the same thing. Here's my issue with this, Paul. We're going to spend so much time looking to see how much time we spend on our devices that we're going to spend more time on our devices.
My head is hurting.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think a lot of people's heads out there are hurting. You know, it's patting ourselves on the back to go along and say, yep, I know how much time we're going to spend on it. You know, we've got to have a bit of self-control when it comes to this, Paul. And, you know, I was reading a survey this week, and it says, you know, because we're always worried about the kids out there. Now, according to this, and with all of those, I've got to say, all of those companies now advising us how much time we're spending, according to the survey, 52% of teens actually say they're taking steps to curb their mobile phone use. That's good, Paul. I think that's very good.
Absolutely. Now,
57% of teens are limiting their social media time, and 58% are actually cutting back on video games. Really good stats starting to come around now, I've got to say. The issue with all of this is that actually parents are the ones that seem to be struggling with their own screen addiction. Because according to this, more than a third of parents actually say they spend too much time on their phones. And one of the big complaints that teens have now got is that 51% of parents actually seem like they're distracted by their phones during their conversations with their kids.
Whoa, it's flipped around.
It has flipped around. And I've got to say, that's very disturbing. We're all well and good at criticizing teens about using that. But you know what? Sometimes we've got to have a look at ourselves, Paul, and say, you know what? If the kids are talking to us, put the phone down.
Absolutely. Good old conversation. I can remember growing up, I was an only child, but Mum, Dad and I sat around the dinner table and we actually talked. And I remember Mum saying, and she had this rule, was the television set went off. And she said the TV set went off when we had dinner and you had to excuse yourself from the table. My goodness, that sounds like a Jurassic period, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, kids today and some parents would have a literal, and I was an only child as well, and, you know, it was about spot on for both of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of baby boomers too are the ones, and I count myself in this, baby boomers who, you know, have discovered technology and we absolutely love it.
We do, but it all comes with a, you know, doing the right thing, and that's what I always try and preach, do the right thing about that. So, if, you know, kids are talking to you, put the phone down. But you see, you know, I was at a meeting last night, Paul, and, you know, I was having dinner as well with somebody in there. And, you know, there was a table just off to one side. There were kids on the table and the parents are all on their phones as well. Instead of chatting to the kids. It's not right, Paul.
It isn't. And we're reminding people of that. Just take time out for good old fashioned conversation. Now, you know, on the internet, and you've spoken about it so many times, it's all about trust. Now, what about Facebook? Should we really be trusting Facebook for tech recommendations?
In a word, Paul, no. And I've got to say, there's been a few ads appearing lately. One of the ads is for a thing called MacKeeper on there. So MacKeeper is this one stop, you install it, fixes all your issues on your Apple computer. Got to say, do not install that at all. It's got this photo of a knowledgeable looking man in there holding a Mac computer at the time. He's supposedly a Mac expert telling you to go along and get this piece of software. Everybody listening out there, if you've got an Apple computer, if you go along and Google MacKeeper, you will see that so many people have issues with it. It really is tantamount, I've got to say, to a virus on an Apple computer. If you've got it, uninstall the thing. Your Mac will thank you for it. There's also a thing out there, Paul, a USB photo organizer that supposedly works on Windows and Apple. And if you plug it into your computer, it says your photos will be organized, your duplicates will be removed. Sounds like a great device, doesn't it, Paul?
It does. It does.
Unfortunately, Paul, I've had five people contact me already about this thing. It doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all.
Doesn't work at all. So, you know, what I say to people is that if you look at these things, do your research about these sort of things. You know, go along and, you know, Google, this product doesn't have issues. And I've got to say, if it's got issues, somebody on Google will have put it up there to say, do not buy this product.
We are talking to Richard Pascoe, our FabFM tech guy, as we do on Friday at this time. Now, Richard, with USBs, do you really need to safely remove USB thumb drives or not? Or can you just whip them out?
Well, if you do just yank them out, as a lot of people do, sometimes if you're transferring a lot of stuff, you know, between your computer and your thumb drive, you can actually ruin both sides. So I've had many people go and say, well, I've wanted to transfer 5,000 photos between, you know, various devices, and they think it's all done, and they pull it out and they actually damage the files that they've got on the computer and the files on the drive itself. Most of them now have like a little flashing light. You've seen a little flashing light, haven't you, Paul, on a lot of those USB ones?
Well, only some of them. I love the flashing light one. I've got one on my hand right now, and it's an orange one. And when you plug it in, it lights up all orange. I love it.
And every time you're saving something to it, that light would little pulsate. When the light stops, you know it's done. So what happens is that when people go along and start saving stuff on there as well, it's actually writing to the drive all the time. And when you do the eject part, it goes along and says, okay, has everything finished now? Is it safe to go along and do it? You know what, Paul? I've got a bit of a thing. Make sure you eject it, because there's nothing worse than going along thinking you've saved something on your flash drive and you haven't done it. It's a bit like playing Russian roulette, Paul. Sometimes you're going to make a mistake.
As I said, we're talking to Richard Pascoe. And Richard, before you leave, I just want to ask you about something a little bit worrying. And I don't know whether, you know, I don't think my phone has been compromised because I don't answer them. But I've been getting calls from so-called Latvia. And these particular numbers start with 371, then a 2, and then 2850518. But in actual fact, the numbers change all the time. The 371 and the 2 stays the same, but underneath it says Latvia. Now, are these calls coming from Latvia, and what the hell are they?
They probably are coming from Latvia, and you really need to stop texting Olga over in Latvia. She's not happy at all, Paul. The problem with this is that this is a big con out there. So what they do is they ring you from another country, and a lot of times you will dial that number back. It's about keeping you on the line when you go along and dial back. For some reason, from overseas calls, they can actually make money by you doing that. So it's do not answer these calls at all if you don't know. I keep getting them from China at the moment. I've had them from various European countries as well. And it just means that your phone number has been randomly picked in a lot of cases, and it just dials out.
Okay, so, but these calls, two came in about 3 minutes apart.
Yep.
And then probably about an hour later, another one from Latvia. So they're all they've stopped now, because I take it they've gone, well, that is not answering.
He's not answering the phone, so we've got to move on to another victim.
There you go. So the idea is to keep you on the line. Now, there was lots of other things like that as well. I can remember many years ago, I actually subscribed to a racing tips.
Oh.
No, well, but what it is was a recorded message, and you would ring up. And, of course, the longer you were on the line, the more money they made.
Yep.
And so when it started, the guy would say, "Welcome to our Saturday morning racing tips. We hope you're having a wonderful day. Today's fields are quite large and..." Do you get the drift?
Yes, I do. Did he give you his horoscope as well just before? Yeah, and before we go to the race.
And then finally about, 7 or 8 minutes later, you get the tips.
Yeah.
But he built up to all of this stuff to keep me on the line. And as you know, the only way to make money out of horses is to follow them with a spade and a shovel. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Those were the days. I'm talking back in the 80s.
Yes.
But obviously, people who do have these phone services, the idea is to keep you on the line as long as they can, and they make dough.
And one of the other ones is, and this I haven't heard of this for a while, but it did happen about 12 months ago, that these so-called experts are out there selling a racing laptop, Paul.
Oh, yes, well. I'd heard about that. I'd heard about the racing laptop. No, I'm not going for the racing laptop.
So for about $8,000, I will sell you a laptop that supposedly picks all the winners, and the laptop's probably worth $500.
Yeah, well, it's a load of garbage. It's a load of garbage. I get my tips off a bloke called Max Manure. And yes. Max always he's a very, very good judge. He lives in the third stall on the left next to the men's at Flemington.
There we go.
He hangs out with the horses. He's able to – well, he actually sleeps with the horses, which is quite creepy, but still, he sleeps with the horses.
Which is better than sleeping with the fishes, Paul.
That's true. That's true. Would you like a tip?
Yes, Paul.
Be good to your mum.
No, thank you, Paul. There we go. Boom.
Okay, I will see you next Friday, mate. What's your website?
Go head over to talktech.com.au.
Cheers for now, mate.
Thanks, Paul.